Random House Audio presents The Canary List by Sigmund Brouwer. Read for you by Mike Chamberlain. As noted in the afterword, some of the foundational premises of this novel are not merely speculative. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. There are two equal and opposite errors into which our race can fall about the devils. One is to disbelieve in their existence. The other is to believe and to feel an excessive and unhealthy interest in them. They themselves are equally pleased by both errors, and hail a materialist or a magician with the same delight. C.S. Lewis. Prologue. She knew that they hurt the boy, because he told her, always, the mornings after he was returned. She was the only one the boy trusted. She was 5, and he was 4. Each time he was returned to the house, it seemed he had grown smaller. Black walls and candles, he said. Hoods and robes, like the scary people in Scooby-Doo cartoons. Except it wasn't a cartoon. He couldn't describe what the people in hoods and robes did to him, because he would start shaking and sobbing as he made the attempt. He told her it must be something they ate that made them so mean to him.